This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9, you just heard Cancelled, the new one by Slow Thai and Skepta. It's a UK collabo.
Yep, Slow Thai's new release is about to come out. I think it's going to be out later this week. Record called Tyron. So far, we've heard collaborations with Skepta. There's another song featuring ASAP Rocky and more notable names to come. This is the rapper's second album that's going to be out in 2021. I think this week. Tyron is actually his full name, Tyron K. Moni Frampton. So check out Slow Thai's record coming out on all streaming platforms, obviously. And that track was the first single of the new album by Slow Thai. We're going to move on to our next story tonight. And this is about the budget allocation for the arts and culture sector. And you know, since we heard the Budget 2021 announcement in November last year, one of the areas that we at The Pulse are interested in is the government's budget of 15 million ringgit to revive and rescue the arts and culture sector. The money will be managed and distributed by Malaysia's Cultural Economy Development Agency, or Cendana. And so we're going to look into this a bit more to find out what kinds of aid and assistance they have planned for local music businesses, and also look ahead to the prospects of survival for companies and individuals in the live music scene in these trying times. Joining us on the line tonight is Cendana CEO Izan Satrina. Hi, Izan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Izan, it's been a couple of months since the budget announcement for the arts and culture industry. But can you tell me what are the main areas of focus actually for Cendana with regards to sort of reviving these industries?
Okay, so I think when it comes to Budget 2021 specifically, our focus will be to obviously deliver a stronger arts and culture scene with the communities. And this includes research and advocating for the scene systematically, cultivating new sources of partnerships for the arts, or develop partnerships that broaden access to new audiences, improve and implement funding programs that respond to our scene's needs, and also professionalize a pool of artists and art organizations, create awareness in Malaysian arts and culture via digital arts programming or public arts programming, and continue developing an arts and cultural base via the things that I mentioned above, but also including arts education.
Yeah, I think for most people, Cendana's role has always been about funding. That's been like the calling card for the company, it seems. But there's clearly a lot more areas that are covered here. With the pandemic, a lot of the creative industries have been put to a stop. What are your efforts to help on that front?
Well, I think if I can also comment on the funding matter, I think when we started off in 2017, one of the main areas in the ecosystem that was sort of missing is continued funding. You know, the funding in Malaysia kadang-kadang sekejap ada, sekejap tak ada, kan? So what was most important to us to make sure that support system exists and is done on a yearly basis. So that's one of the main things that we did. But when we talk about trying to look into how to support the scene, especially this year, I guess it also depends to all of us what success means. So if I refer to the data that we collected last year in our research, we took note that and we've advocated this as well, that 93% of our artists and cultural workers are negatively impacted, with 70% of them having lost most or all of their income. And at the other side of the spectrum, Malaysians do not feel safe leaving home. 92% of them want to stay at home. So to us, it signaled a few things that we are preparing or looking into. For example, of course, improve our funding mechanism and continue that support for our artists and cultural workers. So we are thankful for the continued allocation by Ministry of Finance and support by KKMM, which is Ministry of Communications and Multimedia. But what we are also doing now is trying to facilitate the SOP to open up the live events, music performances and arts activities, and also to advocate to our communities how to run a safe space, but also for the wider public to be safe when they do come into these sort of activities. So this is done with the ministry. And whilst all of that is done, I think until restrictions are fully lifted, digital spaces are really where the scene is going to go and continue showcasing. and in the comfort of their homes, or what's permitted by the National Security Council is, I think, also an area where we can find inspiration in the meantime.
I understand SOPs are being discussed right now, and obviously we have to wait for the lift to go. And in previous months, I've spoken to people like karyawan who've lamented the nasib of live music and live musicians. You know, they don't have income and all of that. Are you in touch with these kind of stakeholders closely in decision making?
That's a good question. So I think when it comes to our mandated sectors that are under Cendana, we look into performing arts, visual arts, independent music. And since last year, we've been tasked to look into craft as well. Now, independent music for us here are obviously musicians that are not signed by major labels or any of their subsidiaries. And our priority when we started was really looking into individuals, groups or bands that were across various genre, whether it's jazz, hip-hop, electronica, punk and all sorts, who create original music. As we expanded, we've noticed that we need to do more in other segments as well that may not necessarily create or perform the original songs, like buskers. So I think this year, part of our expansion will include providing programs for that segment as well. So for this year, whilst we focus on, of course, the research, our arts education programs, the multiple funding programs that we have, we will be looking at an activation platform that we call MANTAP, M-A-N-T-A-P, that will look into showcasing a variety of musicians, buskers to contemporary, traditional, veteran, and so many more. So it provides them an opportunity for income as well.
Talking about bringing live music back, we never know when that is going to happen. And even the idea of socially distanced concerts are also quite weird to entertain. But yes. I did realize Indonesia have done little notable things like drive-through concerts. Did you know about that? Like, you know,
yes.
People in their cars looking at the stage.
Yes.
Seems like we could do that too.
Well, to be honest, I think not too long ago, we have had some community members who have presented such concepts to the ministries, and it has been supported. But because kita dilanda with MCO 2.0, such activities cannot happen. And I think when the SOPs eventually are presented, I think at the moment the recommendation is that 30% of the capacity will be what hopefully MKN will approve. We will only know that later on. And in terms of the crew and performance, or say your live streaming production team, at maximum, 70%. We're recommending 70% of the whole team to be backstage, front of house, stage management and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So there are specific details that will help guide our artists on what needs to be done. I remain still positive that things will get better. You can see now that the Pasar Malam has opened, and slowly I think other things are being presented to MKN for consideration.
Great, great. It has been a tumultuous year for live music and for creative industry in general. I know at the end of the day, the daily COVID numbers need to improve, and that's the bottom line. But what are the prospects moving forward? Could it be a successful year of opening up some kind of iteration of a show?
Well, I think, to be honest, with the scene, they have been doing a myriad of shows online. And it really, again, like I said, it really depends what everyone thinks a success is for them, right? To survive, to put food on the table, whether it's to put up a show, whether it's to create a new song and so forth and so forth. But I think responding to the multiple research that was done last year, we have taken into account the scene's needs. So I hope what we'll be introducing or what we're doing will correspond to that. So beyond the SOP, when it comes to advocacy, we are rolling out a research on measuring our artists and cultural workers' punya professional fees.
Mm.
Right? There's no legally binding minimum requirement for our scene. So why we're doing that is so that we also make sure the funds we provide for are fair. But also the other stakeholders in the scene should also be adhering or referring to this reference point so that they can also pay the artists fairly as well. On the education front, we will continue our artist in school program, even though our artists cannot go into schools to teach physically. We'll be looking at them teaching online. We also have a program with TV Pendidikan that will be rolling out where our artists can teach on TV Pendidikan for those at home. We have the Arts Venue Recovery that helps pay for rent for 6 months for our live music spaces as well, or galleries. 35,000 that pays for utility bill, sanitization kit, whatever they need to keep the space safe as well, and keep going, because we know a lot of our spaces have closed down over this MCO period. So we've had Insider Satellite or Soundmaker and Majakarya who have benefited from this program. So there's plentiful, depending on what area you're looking at, for everybody.
Thank you, Izan Satrina, CEO of Malaysia's Cultural Economy Development Agency, or Cendana, talking to us about the myriad of crucial financial assistance made available to the local music business sector that can help companies in the scene, music venues, and especially individuals who've had their livelihoods impacted heavily due to the pandemic.
So it's all out there, but we just need to reach out for it. For more info on these funding programs, you can check out their website at cendana.com.my. That's C-E-N-D-A-N-A.
Yeah, and I have to say, some of them have been really helpful to the players in the scene. Like, for example, when she mentioned financial aid to help pay rent to the venues, for example. That must be quite useful, I imagine, especially when you don't have any gate collections because your venue can't operate, no shows, right? But I think it might need to be more granular and made more accessible to the creative circles at large. So I think we'll have to wait and see once the situation gets better with our daily COVID numbers to reassess the damage and what's already been in place to help the music scene bounce back.
Alright, right after this on The Pulse, we have our quickfire news segment, by the way. But one more tune for you. Before that, this one comes from a five-piece Vancouver-based band, Dacey, but spelled as D-A-C-E-Y. This one samples Lovers Rock by Sade. Check it out. I'll Be There by Dacey.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.